T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This hour is brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Bank with power at Lakeside Bank. Lakeside Bank, it's about time.
Cody Decker.
He describes himself on Twitter as an anti-hero baseball player for the Royals organization. Sometimes an actor, rarely wrong, often a jerk, always adorable.
Host of Odyssey Sports' Big Time Baseball Podcast.
We've never really taken your temperature on Field of Dreams.
Unwatchable.
Yes!
Host of BetMGM's MLB Podcast, powered by BetQL.
Cody Decker today.
Host of Down the Line, presented by Circa Resort and Casino.
Well, he was one of the most beloved players for the Chihuahuas.
Cody Decker, with Bernstein and Holmes on The Score.
And here he is. He's had a very busy time since he has arrived in Chicago as a TV broadcaster, radio broadcaster, and softball ringer last night.
Not a ringer.
I'm an employee, technically.
He works here.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
He's not a ringer.
Just because I spent a lot of time perfecting a craft that everyone else chose not to do, and I get to experience the benefits for my team here on 670 The Score, of which a place I do technically work at.
Yes.
That's true. Thus, not ringer, card-carrying teammate.
And I have to say, watching that last night, I watched the feed on that Facebook link.
I am shocked that you did that.
Well, why not? I have the laptop here, I've got the television screen here, and it's moving, bang, 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 and turning batted balls into outs. Both teams, a crackling game, starting at that 1-1 count. You get through seven innings in an hour.
43 minutes.
It was fabulous, and a lot of plays getting made out there, not just you.
That is true. There were actually a lot of good balls. I was surprised. Now, here, let me give full context here. I was a little kept in the dark for a little bit here. I was told softball, and I wasn't aware of what kind of softball you guys were talking about here. Apparently, I knew nothing about this 16-inch ball, no glove thing. I was mad that I didn't bring my glove. I'm like, I don't have a good bat. I'm whatever, it'll be fine. And I get there, and they explain the rule. I'm like, what? No glove. I have no idea what this game is, but I had a blast. It was fun. And, they were playing me in the street and on the other field. So I'm like, all right, I'll just dump doubles into right center if that's what they want to give me.
I didn't realize that you didn't know what was going on. I would have never thought that you didn't realize that it was 16-inch softball because you looked super comfortable. You looked comfortable throwing the ball, which to me is always, when I look at people that are playing that game, like that's the hardest part because it's not a natural feel to throw it. It's weird. You almost have to throw it like a football.
You have to do, even on normal throw, it helps to do that perpendicular power step, like the old-fashioned long toss to make sure your backside is squared up, because otherwise that thing slips out of your hand.
So I will tell you this. I haven't felt pain in my shoulder in like 5 years. Throwing that ball, I will admit, my shoulder is barking at me today. A little bit. Not a ton, but it's barking at me enough that I'm like, I don't know if I'm softball guy anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where I go back to the Tom House thing that you warm up to throw. You don't throw to warm up. And that's something that as I've gotten older, like I make sure that I've got the arm motion going. I'm doing the towel drills, like everything before I go out there and throw that brick that we play with in 16-inch softball. But Cody was so great. Like, I wasn't sure you were going to show up, and I thought that Shane was going to freak out because he had already posted. Dan, he had already
Shane
posted
is so
his lineup.
Serious.
But he's also really good.
I know, he is good.
So he had posted his lineup, and it was like six. I was finished doing, I pitched batting practice for everyone. And I look, it's like 6:56. Like, Deck's not here. I'm like, I wonder what happens if Deck's not here, like how the lineup changes. Do I go from one to where I ordinarily hit, which is three? Like, I don't know what Shane's going to do. And then you like came bopping in. I was like, all right, then everything's okay.
Okay. Well, there is a story behind that a little bit.
Okay.
I don't want to throw him under the bus, though.
Studs.
Yep.
Doesn't know where he's going.
Wish that was the only case. I feel like you should ask Studs. I feel like you should guys ask Studs what took place yesterday. I would love to tell you, but I did promise him that I wouldn't.
Oh, come on.
And by that, I said I wouldn't do it at the field. I will 100% do this on the air.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're on the road, driving over to the field. We got left 30 minutes, 35 minutes. We're feeling pretty good, making good time. Came out of here. He finished, you know, handling one of the podcasts. We rear-ended somebody. We pulled to the side. We spent 20 minutes on the side exchanging information. Everything was perfectly fine. But just Studs sitting there like, oh, God, Cody, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody about this. For the love of God, don't tell anybody about this. Like, I give you my word, I will not tell anybody about this until, of course, the entirety of Chicago is listening on 670 The Score tomorrow. He was so embarrassed. He's like, oh, my God, we're going to be late. We're going to be late. I'm like, probably.
But everybody's okay. Nobody's injured.
Everyone was fine.
Minor property
damage. The Prius in front looked like nothing happened. It was a mild, mild bump. But how I'd like to tell the story is it was a 9-car pileup entirely caused by Studs.
Seven people dead.
Well, okay. Like now this makes sense where like we were all kind of looking around going, all right, well, what happens? And now we know that Studs was late because he was out hitting people in the rear.
Here's what I learned, though, yesterday. Now I know why Studs didn't want anybody to know. Because when I got there, you guys just told me how Shane was. I got there. Shane was eye of the tiger the moment I walked. Hey, Shane, what's up? Nothing. Stone face. Straight up getting ready to take on Clubber Lang at the end of the movie.
Well, this team is the team that we lost to in the championship last year. So this is a bit of a grudge match, and we're trying to fight for seeding. And Shane is out here looking at run differential and all sorts of other, like, no, I'm not kidding. Like that is one of the determining factors of teams that are all undefeated. But you get to play each other, so it's all good. Anyway, yeah, he is like that. Plus, his dog was there.
Yes, he was.
His dad was there.
Is he going to impress his dog?
Willie, it's a pretty dog.
Willie's a great dog.
And yeah, Willie I know. Was Willie playing, doesn't know if Shane's playing well or not.
Willie
All he
knows
if Shane has food.
Willie was out here like playing catch with us, which I thought was amazing because like, it's a 16-inch ball.
So like in the car on the way home, Willie's like, you know,
Willie's got
you
notes.
You could have made that play.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm actually very impressed by him. He played a good third base, yes, made some tough plays, battled his ass. Shane can play a little bit, man.
Yes, we call him the cat burglar.
Yeah.
Like, he's always stealing hits away from the other team. And with
I thought now, he was stealing cats.
He might also be doing that.
Because okay, you never know with him.
And Steely Dan. Yeah. He loves it, and he takes it very seriously. So part of my job on the team is that I'm the Shane wrangler. Like, I'm there for him to, like...
The Shangler.
Yeah, that's what I do. My job is to make sure he's okay, to make sure that he's thinking everything through, that he lets other people play, because that's important, because we have an army of people. You saw, Deck.
I did notice that.
20 people that come out for our team and want to be a part of it. So he's very intense, but he does it. It's an earnest intention. From him.
Dan, they did not. It didn't seem like the team, other team, I should say, the opposing team, was happy that I was there. They did not seem pleased at first. We got along great at the end of the game, but there were some comments being thrown my way early on. I was just like, hey, relax. I work here.
Yeah, the guys from the Reader are usually, that's a good group. Like, that's a good group. There's another team that they would have had a severe problem with it.
Oh, can I fly in for that? That I want to be at.
I would, yeah. Yeah, exactly, Dan. That guy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. He knows who he is.
All right.
He knows who he is. And when we put a hurting on him earlier this year, he was not too pleased about it. But like someone said, asked on Twitter and tagged us, it was like, oh, so you guys won the game with the major leaguer. And I'm like, yeah, we won all of the ones that didn't have the major leaguer too. Because we're really good. We're a good squad.
Sort of like the White Sox without Tim Anderson last night, having their signature victory without their heart and soul player.
How about it? And then you drop a Deck into the lineup. He brings the fun. He's out here playing defense. And I said to Dan yesterday, they also now I have now done two great accomplishments. I was the shortest first baseman ever last week in our league. And I'm the oldest, slowest leadoff hitter ever in our league. And I had a nice game, so...
You did. You scored a nice run in the first, a very important run in the first inning, I might add. I don't want to say that I crushed last night. I didn't. I did fine. 3 for 3, double, 2 doubles and a single.
Couple RBIs, runs driven in.
Two runs scored. We scored 5. I had a good hand in 4 of them. Made a nice diving. Dan, I made a diving play. I wasn't really happy with myself about that. I fully intended. I'm like, I'm going to kind of take it easy and just play and, you know, not try anything.
Yeah, but
then
the instincts kick in.
And then the ball was hit to start the game. I'm like,
So that was the thing that I was most impressed with Deck last night. Because you were catcher first baseman, right?
Third. I played a lot of left field and right field as well.
Seeing you track and seeing the speed at which you track, I was like, holy crap, like Deck can move. So I didn't realize you could move like that.
Yeah, I can move it. I can move a little. Listen, when I played, everyone was like, hey, you know, you're below average speed. The reason why I was below average speed is because every outfielder runs like crazy now. I am an average, you know, as far as humanity goes, right. I'm an above average runner. But in Major League Baseball, I was a below average runner. But I know how to read plays. I know how to read swings. You mentioned in the last segment what I told you. I told you that because I saw his swing. I'm like, all right, listen, just move over, Tad. He's coming this way.
Yeah, it helped me out because I'm an infielder. You put me in the outfield. You put me in right. I've learned how to read stuff in right field, but we had to put Evan somewhere. So it was like
a White Sox problem.
So yeah,
and a bunch of DHs.
He had to put him somewhere, so he gets to go play down the line. And I looked over. I was like, holy crap! I'm in center field. No one ever wants this. And there's Deck. Whistling right by me, helping me out. But I had to play a couple singles up the middle and get them back in and all sorts of stuff. All in all, Dan, it was fun. I appreciate that you watched. I really do, because that's crazy that I had forgotten that the game was going to be broadcast yesterday or narrowcasted yesterday. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess we are doing like a thing. It's the game of the week.
Yeah, I figured why not? It's there. It's on. I'm used to having a second screen going sometimes. It's sort of like during a Bears game when I've got the laptop sitting there and I'm tweeting while watching. And so it wasn't quite full Bears game cockpit setup like this. But I figured it would merit a little bit of time. And like I say, it moves.
It's a good game. We have really good umpires in that league. And we get to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, play at second. Umpire showing some wheels getting down there to make that play. That's not easy.
Yeah, you're one person umpiring a game like that. It's not a lot of fun. So we have a good time. Hopefully we'll get another opportunity to win the championship. And that will also be narrowcasted. So if we, I think it's, what, 4 weeks from today or something like that?
Oh, interesting.
And we play that at the 16-inch Softball Hall of Fame. That game is played out in the burbs. Like,
really?
Yeah, like right in front of the museum. You know, it's wild.
Mitch Rosen, you know my frequent flyer number. I'll come back out for a little bit of championship action. No big deal.
I love that. I love that idea.
I do work here, Dan. I could do it.
I know. I know you're allowed. I guess technically you're not a ringer.
No, no.
I think it's unfair. Wait a second. I don't get it. Everyone tells me on Twitter I was a terrible baseball player. Why am I a good baseball player when it conveniences them? That's not fair.
I agree with that.
Yeah, because relative to a lot of, you know the answer to that.
I do know the answer, but I want it said out loud to me.
I don't need to answer that because you know exactly what's going on there.
All right, so Deck, the White Sox with a huge win last night. Seeing joy and fire, these are all things that we've been waiting to see. Dan and I both walked in here today saying that's what it's supposed to feel
that's
like.
That's what we've been missing out on. That's what it was supposed to have been. Mm-hmm. All the games, or half the games like that.
That's... why you now have your best manager on that field named Johnny Cueto, the White Sox newest manager. I'm all about this. Listen, it's got to happen from the guys. At the end of the day, it's not coming from the top. It ain't coming from Tony La Russa. It needs to come from within. And these guys, this is a close-knit team. I don't understand why they've been playing with no fire, but last night finally showed us something. And man, I'm going to tonight's game. This is the pitching matchup of all time. I cannot wait to watch this game tonight. And dude, this team is only 2 games out still. They can do this if they can just keep that fire rolling.
So how big of a deal is it that a guy like Cueto, with his resume and with the way that he's pitching this year for the White Sox, stepped out in front and said, all right, no one wants to lead, I'll lead?
I think it's huge. I mean, it just tells you, one, how great Johnny Cueto is. And it looks like the guys are getting behind him. That post-game interview with his interpreter is the best thing ever. Make it a shirt. I want to wear three of them.
I'm with you on
that. As long
as
it's better than that Dylan Cease shirt.
With the poem? You didn't like the poem, Dan?
No. Why not?
No.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah, it's cute if you're six.
Oh, my God.
That's an adult. Like, yeah. If he wrote that when he was in second grade, it's cute. Or if it's his niece or his godson or something. Like, you read that, like, I was cringing. I found the whole thing just cringe.
But what if he K's double digits today? If awesome. He does that, awesome. Will you like the slider-o slider more?
No. Seriously, that...
Not everyone can be Gwendolyn Brooks.
But that reads like it was written by a six-year-old, and not a particularly smart six-year-old.
It reads like it was written by Dylan Cease.
I don't know. I hope not.
He's not Jane Austen.
Right. But still. I don't know. I don't know that I would have gone so hard with that one.
He put it on a shirt.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Can we talk pitching matchup with you, Deck?
Yeah.
Verlander versus Cease. You want to be in the house for this.
I can't wait.
Before we talk about Cease, what are the White Sox facing when they're looking at this version of Justin Verlander?
Efficiency. And this is the most efficient version of Justin Verlander. He knows his age. He knows where he's at, yet he's still pitching at a relatively young mark here. He's still sitting 97, 98 after Tommy John surgery. Guys come back from Tommy John surgery with that type of numbers, but they're 25. He's nearly 40. So he knows how to get guys out. He's as smart as it gets on the mound. He is basically, one time I had the luxury of hitting with Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds once told me how the best pitcher he ever faced and the smartest pitcher he ever faced.
Okay.
He said, talent-wise, best pitcher I ever faced? I said, yeah. He's like, Mark Pryor, not even close. There's not even a close second. And that blew me away. I said, Mark Pryor? And he's like, yeah, but I could beat him every time because I was just tougher than him. I knew how to outlast him. I knew how to outweight him. And he would give me something that I could do damage with. I'm like, great. Who is the smartest? He's like, Greg Maddux. He can make me do whatever he wanted me to do. He knew how to do it. He can manipulate everything. Justin Verlander is a hybrid of both of those guys. He's better than Mark Pryor. He has the command, not quite of the great Hall of Famer that is
Greg Maddux,
but he is there, and he can do it at a high rate of 98 with incredible spin rate. He has the same similar spin rate to Greg Maddux, only throws 98+. The guy is amazing, pounds the zone, can work the corners, can basically get hitters to do whatever he wants them to do, and he can also blow it by them. It's just too many things. And quite frankly, Dylan Cease, not much different himself. Dylan Cease is leading Major League Baseball in strikeouts for a reason.
Yeah, this will be a challenge for him, though. This is a team. These are not chumps.
No.
This is not the Tigers. This is not the Royals. This is not the Guardians. And there will be a plan against them. I can't wait to see what they think they can get him to throw that they can hit. Like, how are they going to try to manage at bats the way against what Cease is now with getting swings and misses in the zone because his stuff is so good.
Yeah, and honestly, I know you're laughing at the poem. That slider is going to be huge for him today. If he can get them to, especially if he can get that slider to expand.
I'm not laughing at the slider. I'm laughing at the poem about the slider.
If he can get them to expand the zone a little bit, if he gets one call off the plate early on in the game, just one, I'm talking 2 inches off the plate, that alone expands the zone. That's going to make the entire game a nightmare for the Houston Astros. That being said, everything good I just said about Justin Verlander, if you check the history, there are a lot of good stats in this lineup of the White Sox against Justin Verlander. Earlier this year, they went to Houston and beat the hell out of him and got him knocked out by the third. I'm not expecting that twice in a year. I definitely am not. But Jose Abreu's got some amazing career numbers off of them. So does Grandal. So does, a few guys. I mean, there are legit numbers off him. So I'm amazed. I don't know what we're going to get tonight. I'm expecting the pitcher's duel, but who knows?
Eloy last night, I loved his at-bat that kind of broke the game open. And being down in the count, two strikes, he comes back with a huge hit. It might be the hit that saved the White Sox season for all we know. I think that guy has the makings of an elite hitter. What would take him from pretty good to elite in your mind?
Just consistency. That's it. Anything that just turns guys elite It's just the amount of consistency. I'm talking lacking of swing and miss, the amount of putting the ball in play with force. There is so much. I heard you guys talking to that caller about guess hitters, and there really isn't, like you guys said, there really isn't any such thing as a guess hitter that I'm aware of. I never played with a single guy who went up there guessing. Like you said, you have to vision what's coming up. Yeah, we have scouting reports. We know what he has.
You know the likelihoods,
yeah.
But then you're actually watching the ball come out of the hand and as soon as possible diagnosing what pitch it is.
I strongly suggest everybody just goes on Twitter and looks up Pitching Ninja and just see what exactly pitchers are doing. Tunneling. Same pitches coming out of the same exact spot that look identical. That's what their goal is. They're trying to make every pitch look like a fastball.
For as long as possible.
For as long as humanly possible. And there is a point where a hitter just physically cannot keep tracking the ball. So you're more or less swinging at where you think the ball's going to end up. Say a guy's got a wicked cutter like someone like, I don't know, Kenley Jansen with the Braves. Great cutter. And if he's throwing 95 plus with that cutter, you have no idea where that ball's going. And I got a news for you. Neither does Kenley Jansen. So it's just hitting is hard. And right now, hitting is harder than it's ever been. And it's because the pitchers are... I know it's easy to look at all these hitters are no good anymore. No. Everybody throws 98 plus. Everybody is ridiculous on the worst guy on the worst pitcher in Major League Baseball. Everybody looks at Patrick Corbin. Patrick Corbin is like a multi-time all-star, and he's the worst pitcher in baseball right now. Pitching has gotten so much better. I mean, that guy's been struggling with it because he's not at the level of everybody else now. He's at the level of basically college guys right now.
To back up Deck's point about Verlander versus White Sox, Adam Engels hitting .333 against him. Grandal is hitting .333 against him. Both those guys have had 9 at-bats. Josh Harrison in 20 at-bats is hitting .300 against Justin Verlander. The Abreu numbers. Abreu's had 46 at-bats against Justin Verlander. 6 home runs, 9 RBIs, hitting .370 against Justin Verlander. So there's some opportunities there. Meanwhile, most of the guys on the Astros haven't seen Cease, but the two that have seen him the most have hit him hard. Altuve and Gurriel each over .400 against Cease.
In fact, Cease has bad numbers career-wise against the Astros, but this is a different Dylan Cease. I cannot stress that enough. The guy's getting up 5 runs in his last 17 games. That's unheard of.
The Astros have one of your guys too. We should talk about that. One of your boys.
Which one?
The Astros, Mauricio.
Oh, I love Dubon. What a little clever guy.
Hold it. We'll get to that next with Cody Decker on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Okay, you're looking live here at Mozart Park, George Bliss Cup League. Both teams 8-0, Odyssey versus the Reader. Both teams 8-0, and they're going to start out with Lawrence Holmes is going to lead off here. Lawrence swings at the first pitch, drives it deep to center. Down. So Lawrence with a nice shot to open it up. All right, here's Cody Decker. I believe he hasn't played a lot of softball. He swings at the first one, right center. It's down. Here comes Lawrence, scampering home. And right behind him is Cody. Lawrence scores easily on the right center double by Cody Decker.
See, we're not making it up.
That's a lot of fun for me, man. Like, because I love Deck. So, like, getting a chance to, like, play with him was super dope for me. like to play with them, and it'd be a lot of fun in a game that was pretty serious. And I still forgot. I was like, I totally forgot that game was gonna be narrowcasted. So weird to have that happen.
It was cool. Fun. It was a lot of fun. I honest to God had a blast. I would definitely do that with you guys again.
Mike Rankin cute with the music there, a little bit of New Kid in Town. And
I'm loving like you know what's dope? During the break, like both Dan and I were like talking about our love for Chicago and trying to, you know, share it with Deck. Like that's what's great. Like when you get people to come in out of town and you're trying to tell them like how great this city is and like all the nooks and crannies. And it's like, if you had a month here, we couldn't share all the cool
neighborhoods
stuff.
And things to do. Like when every once in a while, my wife and I will do a staycation and she'll talk to one of her buddies and we get a inexpensive boutique hotel room or something and just pretend we're tourists. And you forget. Like, I like to do a walk, and usually Tuesdays or Thursdays on a day like this, I do a lot of walking around the city, and I like to walk around the lakefront and the harbors and stuff. And you hear all these different languages, and we walk by these hotels mm-hmm. and see the tourists. And I'm like, look, if we're gonna pack up and fly the family halfway across the globe and walk around Rome and Paris and Madrid, this is a world-class city. Absolutely could be mentioned in the same breath with any of those other places. Maybe it doesn't have the same world history. I'm not gonna stumble into the Colosseum or something like that. It was built in the year 16 or whatever it was. But for what it is and for what it does and the way it allows you around each next turn to see, taste, experience something new and different. This is, it's always great to have it through someone else's eyes. When someone's like, oh, everybody said the moment I got off the plane, I was going to get shot, and I can't believe how nice
it is.
Yeah,
that was an annoying tweet to get over and over again. That's just, come on.
Yeah, from people who clearly aren't from or of Chicago.
Yeah. Or any city, I think.
I've been here for 48 hours, and I haven't been here since I was in college, and I love it here. I absolutely love it. Like I was telling you guys, see, the thing about Los Angeles that I love, it's a lot of great views, but there's not a lot of great places to like enjoy the views with the exception of the beach. Here, there's a ton of views and a ton of rooftops to watch great views. Like places you can go and have dinner, go and have a drink, go and just hang out. It's awesome.
I mean, you could go right down the street to the Wit. And their rooftop is, it's three blocks away.
What was the rooftop right here? The club where Jason Goff and I did a show from there once. It's right down here. That's the one where Fred Hoiberg's wife sent over tequila shots when we were on the air. Say nice things about my husband. it was hilarious. Like big shots of Patron. Like, where did these come from? And they said, that lady over there sent him over and she's waving. And she literally said, say nice things about my husband.
He's a nice guy.
I think
it
was London House, Dan.
London House.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where the beautiful people are at London House. Well, that for was sure.
And you know what you can see from there? Because, and this is, I think, everything in terms of birds. Peregrine falcons. There is a peregrine falcon scrape, that's what they call their nest, somewhere near there. And later in the day, you'd see them kind of patrolling overhead. It's really, really cool. Fun stuff. Hmm.
Deck, someone wanted you to give long thoughts on the Cubs.
Yeah, they're not good. I want them to be good very, very, very much, but they're not.
Okay.
And that's just now, where we're at.
Now, those are the thoughts on the Cubs. Now, Mauricio Dubon,
yes.
your guy, is a Houston Astro.
He is.
And got some burn last night. He was out there, and he was up a lot, wasn't he? Did he have like five plate appearances?
He was up a lot, and he made a lot of plays yesterday.
Listen, I love me some Mauricio Dubon. I've always loved this kid. I've never been quiet about my love for this kid, even though that kid drove me as nuts as can be when I played with him. And trust me, he drives a lot of kids nuts. But I love
Why?
This kid. Well, you know, he's young. He's impressionable. He's got a little Jazz Chisholm in him. How about that?
Okay.
And by the way, I love Jazz Chisholm, too. I know they're having anti-Jazz meetings down there in Miami, but I couldn't get enough of Jazz when I played with him in the Arizona Diamondbacks. You know why? I can't believe he's real.
Yeah, I saw him in spring training at Talking Stick,
mm-hmm.
and he jumped out at you. You do not have to be a pro scout to say,
look at that.
Yeah, that's a thing right there. Okay.
His entire time I was with him in the Diamondbacks, though, he hit like 180 nonstop. And like, they're like, hey, can you work on getting hits? All you're trying to do is hit bombs. And he wouldn't change. And all he would talk about in the third person about how great Jazz was. And it drove people nuts. And I'm sitting there going like, why are you guys getting driven nuts? This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I can't believe you're real. Like, and he's just going, doubling down, tripling down. I'm eating it all up. And they're like, Cody, why aren't you mad? I'm like, Why are you not loving this? This is a comedy act.
I love it.
He's so, Tony Clifton.
So Dubon's got a little bit of that in
He's
him.
He's got some Tony Clifton to him.
Didn't you guys fight?
We didn't fight. We got close to fighting once, but it was how fights are supposed to be in a clubhouse. What happened was it was a miscommunication between he and I. I was playing first base. I had a bad year in 2016 and had to slum it in AA at one point. It was the bitterest pill to swallow. I get the last guy sent down by the Kansas City Royals. They send me to Omaha. You're going to play. We'll have you up in the big leagues in weeks. And I get there and they're like, we got a prospect here. We're not going to be able to play you, so we're going to try and trade you. I'm like, well, that sucks. I go to the Colorado Rockies. They didn't need me. Daniel Descalso gets healthy. They're like, all right, we don't need you anymore. Daniel Descalso's healthy. You're going home. Great. And now I'm released and I don't know what to do. I'm there for a month. I get a call from the Red Sox. Like, would you be willing to go to AA? I'm like, I can't get to the big leagues from my couch. Yeah, I'll go to AA. And I'm playing with Mauricio Dubon, Yoan Moncada, and Andrew Benintendi, all three on this team. And I love all three of these guys. But I got to say, Mauricio was so young, would cause a couple little tiffs here and there, but there was one time he made a throwing error, and it was a bad throwing error. He used to throw cutters to first base when I was playing first base, and it drove me insane. It's hard enough to hit a cutter. You think it's fun to catch a cutter when you don't know it's coming? It's the worst. So one time he throws a cutter that cuts about 17 feet to my right. I go chase after it, and he's staring at me like I didn't, you know, go-go gadget arm my arm 20 feet to my right. And I stare at him. I'm red. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to beat the living hell out of this 12-year-old in the dugout now. I'm 30 and I'm gonna have to do this. I get in the dugout and I go after him. I'm just yelling. I'm being held back. And he's like, no. And then finally, after he started to say, well, you didn't. I'm like, no, 20 feet to my right, Mo. And then all of a sudden, he's like, he kind of put his head down. He's like, whatever, Dad. He just goes to the side.
Okay, fine, Dad.
And I was so mad, and I didn't realize I was leading off that inning. I'm like, God, no practice swing. Come on, bat. Just run out there. First pitch. Hit the ball maybe 117 off the bat. 450. This was in Akron, Ohio. I only hit a ball like this every once in a while. And when I say this, I think every hitter has these moments when you're in a stadium and you hit a ball, flush it so hard that the crowd doesn't cheer. They go, oh!
Like it hurts?
It hurt. That one hurt them over there in Akron, Ohio. And I remember the first person waiting at the top of the steps, waiting for me with his arms wide open, Mauricio Dubon. And he just goes, I got you there! I got you there! That's my home run! And I hugged him like, that is your home run, Mo. I love you, baby.
That reaction, that off the bat, old Comiskey. And I remember, I forgot who the pitcher was, but we were sitting up in the upper deck, and it was one of typically every time it used to rain. We'd never go to a game, but it was a nice day. And Jim Rice, Jim Rice hit one. There were two. There was the one I saw that Cal Ripken hit. I think that broke one of the old rotted wooden seats in half. But that was the noise when Rice got into this ball, and he hit it, and everybody just went, oh. And just kind of looked like gritted teeth, not just like, ooh, or ah, it was ow. Like that, nobody's, it's not supposed to make that noise. It's not supposed to leave the yard that fast. And we all kind of looked at each other like, damn. All right. Okay. Big fella. Remind me not to throw that one again.
Don't ever throw that again.
It's right? It doesn't happen often, but when it does, oh man, that's as good of a feeling as it gets.
Well, Deck, thanks, man.
No, thank you.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Guys, this is my first time in this studio. I've seen it. I've been on here so many times with both of you guys on every iteration of every show. And finally, I'm in the lion's den. What an honor. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing you're an Odyssey employee.
I am. Fact.
All right. We'll see you at the park tonight.
Championship game this year.
That's Cody Decker. We'll wrap things up next on The Score.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes.
Man, Bernstein and Holmes, best show in radio. I love it, boys.
Middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Just simply the best!
The Score's Dustin Rhodes and Cubs fanatic Crawley bring you passionate, engaging Chicago Cubs talk. Weekly interviews with players, coaches, and front office execs. For nothing but Cubs talk, follow and subscribe to Fly the W podcast. Game breakdowns, series previews, and everything in between. Listen to Fly the W every week on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A reminder for you, the peeps and the tweeps. It's a Layla Wednesday tomorrow.
That's right.
Layla's going to be in the building. She's got receipts. She's got thoughts. All sorts of stuff. We can talk about Meek Mill tomorrow.
Yeah, because I get what he's saying. I know there's a lot of people are making fun of him, just like they made fun of Aaron Rodgers, but there's a lot of truth to what he's saying, a lot of people who understand exactly what he's talking about.
So we will do that, and we will obviously talk about what happens in tonight's White Sox game, which we are very much looking forward to. Dan will have a different perspective than I do because he'll be at the game, so it'll be fun to marry both of those things together. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Parkins and Spiegel are in the house. It's The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.